college game. What do you think it's going to be like out there?
I think it'll be like how it's been on the sideline. Fans are going to be crazy. We're going to love it, and should be fun.
You think the fact that you came from a big-time high school program and the stakes were high there, that'll help you with your in the environment Saturday?
Definitely. I think it has to. Playing in some big stadiums, Dallas Stadium, playing at the Horseshoe once when I was younger, it's just great. You know, you have the stadium there, and it wasn't as full, obviously, because it's a high school game, but it'll be nice, and 70,000 will be great.
What do you have to do for this team to be successful?
We just have to do what our coaches have been telling us. We have to work hard, not take anything for granted, just like every team in the entire country. Every team wants to get that win each and every week, and we just have to keep working and not let the other team get anything, but also understand they're going to make plays, and hopefully we can come out there and make plays too.
Some of the guys said they could sense you were maybe leading the competition after a couple weeks here in fall ball. At what point did you have a sense that, you know, I might actually wind up starting on the 31st?
I think all the guys, all the quarterbacks in the race had that sense that, you know, we have to keep going, keep working, and you really never know. We all worked really hard in trying to get that spot to play, and then, you know, when the coach made the call, he made the call, and we have to step up and play.
So did it surprise you on Friday when he made it was you?
It's hard to say surprised me because I've been trying to prepare as if I had to be ready to go. So I wouldn't say as much of a surprise as more of a great feeling, a happy feeling that I've given the opportunity.
Coach Ferentz has not had a quick hook with quarterbacks. Does that make you feel more comfortable going into the start that, you know, you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world, you're not going to come out?
Definitely. I mean, the fact is you're going to make mistakes. Every single guy on the field makes mistakes, and not everybody notices it, but when you're watching the film, you'll see it's like, hey, you had your eyes wrong, little things like that. And having that and knowing how Coach Ferentz is definitely helps you be a little more relaxed and not so worried about that.
Do you try to just ignore the fact that you got a pretty good quarterback on the other line of scrimmage? He's going to make plays and do stuff, but you have to stay within your own self. Does that excite you at all, the matchup with a Jordan Lynch, or do you put blinders on?
Well, the fact is I'm not playing Jordan Lynch, which is, I mean, he's had a year under his belt. He's fast. We've seen that. He can throw the ball. And, I mean, our offense has to play their defense, and our defense has to play their offense. So we just need to take it at that and try to win every single snap.
What do you see from their defense? Obviously, they got after the quarterback last year.
Definitely. It's a fast team. Definitely a fast team, and that's how I think they've been recruiting. That's how it looks like they've been recruiting. And, I mean, they lost two games last year. They went to the Orange Bowl. They're a great team, and we're going to have to be prepared and have our hands full.
What rattles you anymore? What rattles you? You don't seem to be
rattle. I don't know. I mean, just like to have fun and play football, and that's why we all came here. We all came to play football for the Hawks and do a great job and do what we can to help the team.
You have a talented group of tight ends. How much will they be a security blanket for you?
Definitely. They've all taken snaps, which is great. I mean, they've been in the game situation. They've all caught a pass or two, and just understand that they know the blocking protections. So if I don't have to have my eyes a certain place and they're supposed to pick them up, I understand that, hey, they're going to do their job as best as they can.
This is the second year under Coach Davis. How much more fluent are you guys in his terminology and what he's trying to do with the offense?
A lot more. We know how to spit back what he would say. He'll say certain words and we respond in a certain way too, so he understands. And if you say one thing, he's like, well, what is that? And you have to understand that his terminology is the easiest way to talk to him, so it's the fastest communication, just like learning a new language.
This has got to be, I mean, you spend a year redshirting. You spend a year working behind the scenes, not getting that carrot of even getting a snap or anything. I imagine Saturday has got to be the culmination of, in your mind, I mean, years of hard work.
Definitely. I mean, that's what you want to do. You came to Iowa to play football, just like all these guys here, and we all want to do the best that we can. And you've been working since high school to say, hey, hopefully I'll get a shot somewhere in college, and you get the shot, but you still have to keep working and keep going, and hopefully it's just the beginning and we need to keep working and not just take one game but focus on that game, and then after that game's over, whatever the outcome, focus on the next one.
How comfortable
is your parents grew up? You grew up in Florida. Are they going to come, your parents?
Yeah. Yeah, family is coming up.
Are they going to come to every game or just to some?
They're going to come to as many as they can. I mean, that's what they tell me, and my dad's a lawyer, so he travels quite a bit, so that should help with the sky miles and all that stuff.
How comfortable is it for you that you've got so many different weapons, not just a tight end, but you've got some receivers who have come along, and then you have a stable of backs?
I mean, it helps whenever you have anybody out there who can do stuff to help contribute with the team, and that's what everyone's doing. That's what we've all been working on. Everyone's trying to perfect their craft, be a little bit better at what they do each and every day, and I'd say all the guys have taken that step.
Is the key to manage the game and not try to win the game for yourself?
I've always thought as a quarterback, you have to manage the game. If you don't, there's going to be plays out there you're going to make. There's going to be plays you miss and regret. And, I mean, that's just football, though. It's a very up-and-down sport. And, I mean, just play and have fun. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is not worry so much. Just have fun, make sure the guys were on the same page, and just go out there and do our best.
Have you thought of what it's going to be like when you run out of the tunnel there?
I mean, everyone's going to be jumping up, hollering. It's going to be great. I mean, the fans here are fantastic. We have the best fans in the nation, and the fact is they're ready for some football. And just seeing around campus, everyone's ready and excited.
How many times have you pictured that, like swarming into Kinnick as the starting quarterback?
I wouldn't say I've pictured that per se, more so just actually taking the snaps, being on the field, not necessarily swarming out, but just actually getting to take snaps under center.
This is a frequent thing, though?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you always have random pops in your head, and then everyone at practice, you're watching film, you're like, all right, well, if we're playing a different team and this is happening, and you can't help but kind of have that little picture in the back of your mind.
Given that, you know, none of these 70,000 fans that will come cheering for you on Saturday have seen you play, in that context, would you describe the way you play? Are you more sort of a pro-style kind of guy, or are you a kind of guy that will pull it down, run if need be?
Oh, jeez. I mean, I think it's really game-specific and situation-specific that sometimes it's just you looking, nothing is there, and then a big hole opens, you have to run.
Right.
I mean, even the pro-style guys, they're going to run for 16 yards if it's wide open. And
Right. Other
times you're going to have to sit in the pocket and let your offensive line work and do a great job just as they've been doing and make that good pocket so you can see things downfield.
Can this team have success without your position playing well? I think they pretty much go hand-in-hand.
That's a tough one. I mean, I wouldn't say my position is any bigger than anybody else's. Fact is, the center touches the ball every single play, too, and that's the most important thing at the start of the play is getting that snap.
What's your mindset under center? Are you out there not to make mistakes, or are you out there to make plays?
Just to play football, to, like we were saying before, manage the game, do what you can, do what the defense gives you. That's one of the big things Coach Davis has talked about, that if they're playing deep, they're giving you a check down, you might have to take the check down. If they're coming up, you might be able to take a shot downfield.
Can you describe your attitude or your psyche when you're playing? Do you have a certain attitude about it?
My psyche? My high school coach always said I was very business-like, whatever that means. I mean, I'm not going to – you know, I'm smiling with all you guys right here, but on the game I'm not really smiling until hopefully
so
we're up
like
at the end of the game.
Assassin or that type of thing? Or
I don't know if I'd say that, but I'm kind of stay to myself. But I go around the team and talk to the team and really focus on that and not really – paying attention to much else.
The tendency would be your first game to play it safe and you know, not take chances and that kind of stuff. But is that you?
Mine is really the training. You know, like I said, what Coach Davis has been giving us, and just take what the defense gives you, because these guys play well, they play fast, and we have to be ready for that.
What's your phone been like this week?
What's the text situation
been like this week?
Just a couple congrats and stuff like that from friends and family members, and just you appreciate them noticing and taking interest.
A lot was made, you know, last year because James took every snap. Can he go 2 years in a row with a quarterback taking every snap?
I mean, if we're healthy, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one that we'll see.
It's
I
such
guess.
A rare thing to have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Know.
Jake, I'm late to the party here. I know this has been asked, but how do you feel? First game coming up. Where's your nerves, your confidence? How do you feel just coming into this big game for you?
Excited for the game. We're not there yet. We still got a week of preparation ready, and it'll definitely help to get that week to get ready and understand what they're going to do to us and what we need to do to kind of get after them.
What's important for you to do out there? I mean, are you going to try to just take it easy out there, or how are you going to kind of control those nerves not having been in that situation before?
Just play football. Just understand that this is a game. We're here to have fun. And it's a great opportunity just to play in Kinnick with 70,000 people and just play with your teammates, because that's the real great thing in football, I would say, is the camaraderie between the guys and just understanding we all have each other's backs.
Do you have a schematic in your head about when you might start sweating, when you might start, you know, three and outs, something going wrong? Do you have an idea of success where you'd be comfortable, or just a comfort level? Do you have an idea when you'll feel comfortable?
I don't know. I mean, you want to try to feel comfortable. You want to be even keel the whole game.
It's impossible.
Not as much as you think. I mean, sometimes you can keep it even. I mean, you're going to be a little fiery, and sometimes you have to. You have to sometimes get on guys, and guys are going to get on you. Coaches are going to get on you during the game, because there's going to be mistakes, and we're going to make them, they're going to make them, and that's just, I mean, that's how football goes.
Jake, what are the classes you're taking this semester?
Just running the names.
Yeah.
Organic chemistry 2, physics 1, international health, anthropology and contemporary world problems, and then library research class to kind of help me find good stuff faster.
So how many hours is that right now?
14.
14?
Yeah.
How difficult is it being able to juggle that on top of what you now have to do as a starter?
Time management. Right. I mean, huge. You can't not worry about time management. And when you're actually studying, you have to get the full hour of studying, not study for 2 hours and get 30 minutes of work done. Mm-hmm. The fact is that doesn't cut it.
What was the last lesson in organic chemistry about?
Last lesson was, hey, how you guys doing? No,
what are you learning about? I want to know.
I have one class specifically.
Yeah, like what's something you learned about in organic chemistry?
Spectrometry.
Give me an example. What is that?
That's dealing with certain organic compounds and if they are RL configuration. And so let's say you're having medicine and it comes with two stereoisomers. All right, so that's two different types of the same exact compound, same exact elements and everything, but has a slightly different spin on it if you were to throw it in a vacuum and attack it with an electron laser. So then if you have RL, all Rs, that would be healthy. That'd be good for you to consume, but the R or the L could be completely different. So for medication, the R would be the thing that helps with indigestion, but if you got the L, you could... I mean, you could get a really bad disease.
Yeah, you do not want the L, right?
No. Well,
I get you.
Sometimes you do.
Okay.
It really depends on the compound.
I get you.
Jake. Jake, I was talking to your coach, George Smith, the other day, and he was telling me that you created a motto your senior year with your center, right? Mm-hmm. You go, we go.
Yeah, it was a motto that we created the seniors. We said, you go, and then the rest of the team would yell, we go.
Is that something that you're looking to do now as kind of the team's leader?
I mean, it's a team thing. That was the whole idea behind it, is saying that when one person steps into battle, we're all going. It doesn't matter who's out there, what's waiting for us. It's the team or nothing. There's nothing bigger than the team, and it's all about the team and the family we have here.
Is that something you shared with them, or like you're going to come up with a new slogan, or just kind of leave that as something in the past?
Slogans, yeah.
I mean... Right now, we're just worried about football. I mean, it's a team thing. That's something Coach Francis always preached, so I think we're all right so far.
You're from Vandenberg at all?
No, not lately. I know he's been real busy, and I believe Vikings got him loose.
You would approve of your first couple answers. Very Vandenberg-esque.
Very Vandenberg-esque.
Kind of funny to, like, you guys.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
That's good, then. All right. Talking to... Ken Mastroli, how long have you been with him, and how long, I mean, that, what does that show? I mean, it shows that obviously reaches a very high degree of coaching.
Since sophomore year.
Really?
In high school, and you can never be too refined.
Really?
Tom Brady, his thing is every single play, every single throw, there's a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't ever be too refined. You have to keep working and working, because you take one little mistake, and I mean, let's face it, unless you complete every single pass and put in the tightest windows, there's going to be things to correct.